Bobby Bones, post-show, pre-show.
We haven't done post-shows in a bit, mostly because I was gone for a long time working out of a different studio. And we also did St. Jude, and those didn't go up on the podcast at all, so that didn't happen. But we'll probably hit a couple more. We'll get back at it after the first of the year for sure. I'm really feeling like we should put them at the end of the podcast, though.
What's up to you?
I know.
Yeah. So we'd call it the...
Just the post-show.
Post-show.
Post-show chit-chat. Post-show ship show.
That's scary.
We'll see. When are people most likely to cheat? That's the question. What would be your answer to that?
Like on people or at school? Or...
What do you mean? Oh, got it. Like on a test or in a relationship?
Yeah.
In a relationship.
When? Like a year?
No. Like what time of the...
I've always heard it the 5 or 7 year... What do they call that?
7 year lull or something?
7 year itch?
Isn't that what they say?
Some number crunchers at the adultery website called Illicit Encounters.
What is that? What is that? What? That exists? Is that like Ashley Madison?
I guess, maybe.
Remember when they wanted me to...
They wanted anyone to endorse for them, and then they were like, hey, we'd like for the girl on your show to do it.
No.
And Amy was like, I'll quit the show.
They just wanted to endorse on the show. I don't even know if they wanted... Oh. I think we were just going to run commercials. I can't remember, but I said, if we run those commercials, I'm quitting.
Yeah. And then we ran them, and she's still here.
No. Didn't do them.
The UK's leading married dating website. That's what this thing is. Illicit
Encounters. So it's like Ashley, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Mm-hmm. Why would you even get on that? You're putting a picture on a site to go, I would cheat?
No way, you don't put pictures.
Surely you have to, because why would you hook up with somebody if you don't know?
Oh, it's like the weirdos, or the dumb, I don't want to call them dumb, like whatever.
Are there pictures, Matt?
But...
Like, or Matt.
Who's Matt?
This first person here on my page.
Mike.
I was going to call him Mike. Okay. Michael says, it almost certainly allowed us both to remain happy and married rather than just married. What? I'm reading in reviews now of this site.
So maybe him and his wife did it together?
It's definitely saved my marriage. I'd be lost without the lovely guys I've met on here. Maybe so. Maybe you're married and you know. I don't know. Anyway, here's the whole thing about cheating. Most people are likely to cheat on their spouse on Friday at 6:45 p.m.
Oh, we're getting that specific. Wow. Okay.
This is when people are most open-minded with the work week over and the weekend just starting. It's also when they have the most free time. They aren't at work, the kids are staying over at a friend's house, and the significant other may be having a guy's or girl's night. The popular place where cheaters start is at the gym. Secondly, work events and 3 happy hours.
Like at the gym where?
Like meeting them. No, meeting people.
Oh.
It's not banging them.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, at the gym. Friday, I don't ever meet people. Have you ever met anyone at the gym? That's a bad place for me to meet people. One, it's kind of hard to get in that conversation. And two, I'm not the guy that you look at the gym and go, sure would like to get with him. I'm the guy that you look at and go, well, he's doing that exercise awkwardly. That can't be good for his body.
I'm trying to think if you've ever met anybody at the gym. Oh, we know somebody that's met at the gym.
But I haven't.
Yeah.
Who do we know?
We knew your old trainer and a friend of ours that got together at the gym.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only people I'm trying to think of anybody else.
Morgan number 2, ever met anybody at the gym?
No.
Morgan number 2 and I we worked out and then we went to lunch after and we were hanging out. And I was like, we had a thing where we showed each other the dating apps that we're on to like see who we'd match with. And I was like, why don't you message this dude? She's like, I don't know. So she walked over to the counter. And when she got on the counter, I messaged the dude from her app.
No, you did not.
That's not allowed. That's not allowed.
That's not cool. Not even that. Do you want to share the message that you sent?
You would lose your mind if somebody did that to you.
If it were her, I would laugh.
Okay.
You want to know what he wrote, though?
Sure.
I do. I don't care.
He just goes, hey, cutie, space, period, space. I was like, that's not even how I write. I don't even call people cutie either.
And what did they say?
Yeah.
She needed someone to like push nudge her a little bit.
But did he reply?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
Well, he responded with, hey, Biddy. I think he's from Australia, so I don't know what Biddy means.
It means really cool girl with a great message.
Okay.
Does he live in Australia?
No, he lives in New Orleans.
Oh.
I didn't send a D-pic or anything. I just sent her, I just said, hey,
cutie. That would have been weird.
Yeah.
Very weird. Okay.
It just felt like a fifth grader message, like, hey, cutie.
Better than no message.
Well, have you Googled Diddy or whatever it is?
Biddy?
Biddy.
No.
Mike, okay, a biddy. A girl.
What kind of girl?
Well, there's a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Biddy. He's been looking for a new biddy, a girl. Also, you're all a bunch of biddies, but I got nothing but love for you. It's like a happy version of the B word.
Okay.
Oh, my. Okay.
So, was that a compliment?
Yeah, I think so. Why not?
Depends on how he looked at
it. You're a happy bee.
Why not? Mm-hmm. How many times do you need to see your friends weekly to maintain a good relationship?
Oh, I saw this and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because it was 2 times a week. Like once on the weekends and a lunch during the day or during the week.
Meeting up with friends twice a week is good for your mental and physical health? For me, I say it's about 5 times in the morning for multiple hours.
Yeah.
That's what
like,
we do.
Check.
Yeah. All clear. We're done here. I think that's it. You're about to hear Thursday's show. Hope you like it.
Thursday.
We haven't done Tuesday song
Talking
in a while.
About Thursday.
I've been wearing my Tuesday sweatshirts, though.
On Tuesdays?
Yeah. I think we're going to release those.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Then people can wear them on Tuesday and sing the song.
On Tuesday,
Wednesday, Thursday, whatever.
No, just Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Here's today's show. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
Over to Raymundo with the news here on Thursday morning. Raymundo, what you got?
The University of Phoenix has agreed to cancel $141 million of student debt over false ads that they claim they work with Microsoft, Twitter, and Adobe to create jobs. In other news, at a naval air station in Corpus Christi, Texas, an armed suspect was arrested after a lockdown. The suspect was taken into custody and the lockdown was lifted. Luckily, no shots were fired and no injuries were reported. And finally, Instagram was down again. Users across the world experienced issues with their news feeds, stories, and logging in. Problem should be fixed now. Back to you, Bones.
All right, that's the news. Coming up, someone so rich, they bought every house that was connected to them on a lot. Also, we'll do the 60-second showdown and give a caller a chance to win $100. Both of those segments on the way.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
All right, let's go over to Kylie in Oklahoma, who's sitting on the phone. Kylie, what's happening with you, Kylie?
Hi. Oh, my God. Hi, Bobby.
Thank you.
Morning.
Hey.
Thank you for calling the show.
Good to talk to you.
We appreciate you being on. We're going to play the 60-second showdown. Are you familiar with how the game works?
Yes, I am.
You get a chance to win $100 if you can nail all 10 questions in 60 seconds. So doing the math, that's one question right every 6 seconds. So if you don't if you don't know it, just get off of it and we'll come back to it, okay?
Sounds good.
Now the category we have left is science. How do you feel about that?
I'm not going to lie, Bobby. I'm not feeling super confident, but I'm giving it all I got.
I like her attitude. Yes. I like her attitude.
Good job.
Okay, so I'll be paying you with my own money if I lose, and you know why I do that, right?
Because the studio is cheap and they don't give you money.
That's right. I have to pay for my own games. That's right. Are you ready to play, Kylie? Let's go. The timer starts at the end of the first question. Can she do it? Question number one. What's it called when animals move from one region to another during the seasons?
Hibernation?
Incorrect. What's the fastest land animal in the world?
A cheetah?
Correct. At what degrees Fahrenheit does water freeze?
32.
Correct. On what continent would you find a kangaroo?
Australia.
Correct. A triceratops would have how many horns?
3.
Correct. A fish uses what organ to breathe underwater?
Pass.
A herbivore eats what?
Plants.
Correct. A constellation is a group of what?
Stars.
Correct. If you suffer from arachnophobia, what are you afraid of?
Spiders?
Correct. Pneumonia affects what part of the human body?
The lungs?
Correct. Let's go back up to the top. What's it called when animals move from one region to another according to the seasons?
Immigration?
Not immigration.
No, no.
A fish uses what organ to breathe underwater?
The gills?
Correct. What's it called when animals move from one region to another according to the seasons? Oh, time.
Oh, my God.
She said immigration.
Migration.
Yes, migration. You had it.
Immigration.
Oh, shoot.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We got a good laugh out of this, but
you so close.
You had it. You knew it.
Darn it. I did. Shoot, I was so close.
Immigration. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
You did not win, but
I'm gonna
give you a little something here. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What are you going to say, Kylie?
Oh, no, you're good. No. You keep going.
I'm going to give you a $100 Walmart gift card and a Walmart photo gift. You didn't win. I don't always give away gifts when people lose, but it's Christmas time and I'm in the mood. Visit Walmart Photo for personalized cards and gifts this holiday season. So whatever picture you got, you want to put on a bunch of stuff, they can do that there for you. How do you feel about that?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I'm shaking.
Okay. Love that. I'm so glad that you called in. Go ahead. What would you like to say? The world is your oyster right now.
I actually met you when you were here in Oklahoma City.
And how was that?
It was awesome. I told you I was from Hawaii, and you ended up drawing your attempt of Hawaii in my book.
Hawaii. Oh, Hawaii.
You drew it in your
book.
Yeah,
that's right. It's probably pretty good, huh? Probably look like a bunch of cool dots.
Oh, yeah. It was a perfect, accurate description.
Did you read my book?
I did.
Which one?
I read your first book. I didn't get your second yet.
Okay, so you read Bare Bones, that my autobiographical story. What'd you think about that?
It wasn't meant as a motivational book, but I saw it as a motivational book. I thought it was awesome.
Oh, thanks. Would you recommend it as a Christmas gift for a lot of our listeners out there thinking about Christmas gifts for people and their families?
Oh, definitely, for sure.
There you go. I don't even make money off that book anymore, but I'm proud of it. So thank you for calling. You did not win, but we'll get you a prize anyway. And I hope life's going pretty well for you in Oklahoma. Are you a Sooners fan?
Sure. Well, I have to be now.
Well, they are playing in the college football playoff. How you feel?
This is true.
Them versus LSU. Who's going to win the first round?
Oh, you better win.
All right. There you go. All right. Hold on the phone 1 second, Kylie. I appreciate you calling, okay?
Thanks, Bobby.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, studio.
Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
You know who Elon Musk is?
Yeah, Tesla dude.
Yeah. He has so much money. He purchased every home that's connected to his Los Angeles mansion because he just doesn't want there to be strangers.
Oh, wow. Crazy.
So in an effort to insulate himself from strangers, Elon Musk bought a cluster of 6 houses for $100 million.
That's crazy.
The homes range from $4.3 million to $24 million. The properties were detailed in the Wall Street Journal report published about Musk testifying in Los Angeles court that he's not as rich as people think he is.
Mm-hmm.
He just bought $100 million.
That's pretty rich.
Like, but I buy out all my neighbors.
Quote, people think I have a lot of cash. I actually don't, Musk said. He was ultimately found not guilty of defaming someone on Twitter, but he no longer faces a threat to pay $190 million. But in all of this, in these court cases, a lot of this money stuff comes out and you're like, dang. But he bought all the houses near him. Didn't Ed Sheeran build?
Yes.
He bought the houses next to him, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the move.
That is the move.
Like, you have everything. And I guess you don't want to buy an island because then it just takes a while to get out there. So you just buy all the houses near you. I would just connect them with tunnels or something.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Instead of knocking them down, I just connect them with I'd have like El Chapo tunnels.
Yeah. Hire some of his crew to come out.
I would
out.
Do they that anyway if I could.
Build tunnels?
Not even go to other, just a way to get out, like an emergency hatch.
Oh, yeah.
To get out of there.
It's actually fascinating how they would do the tunnels and... You're like, God, these guys are so smart if they would just apply it to something that actually...
But they did apply it to something that made them a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just illegally.
It wasn't like in prison where they build radios out of baloney. And you're like, if you would just do that outside, you could have not been in prison.
Baloney radio?
Yeah, crazy, you know what I mean? Dude. Got all the hits. But with those guys, they actually did get what they wanted, which was a lot of money.
They mm-hmm. chop heads jail, off though. Along the way.
Only El Chapo is, but most of them aren't.
Or dead.
That's true.
Well,
that's a life. Yeah. Speaking of money, I saw this flight attendant was making $250,000 a year, which, by the way, is a lot, and especially for a flight attendant. I have flight attendants that are friends that make about $45,000, $50,000 a year. She was making $250,000 a year. She's 79 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And what happens is you just get bumps in pay every year, and
she's
just
still
kept
at
working.
It?
Wow.
That's hilarious.
So she is suing because she's been fired for stealing a carton of milk and some cereal. When I read this story, I just think
just
they don't want to pay her anymore.
There's a reason to fire her.
I don't know if that's the case, but because of her annual raises, her salary was around $250,000. Now she's suing, saying management just wanted her out because her salary was so high.
Mm-hmm.
She got an annual pay raise for 57 consecutive years.
That is awesome.
The average flight attendant salary is $57,000. So she said, they accused me of not being able to arm or disarm the doors, but we go through training every year and we have to pass the training and we do not fly. They're accusing her of other things too. I don't know, but...
Oh, they definitely wanted her gone. Plus, she's, I mean,
she's making a ton of, good for her. Hey,
yeah.
Hang on, man.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you guys for waking up with us.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
There's a new country themed TV channel premiering January 1st. It's called Circle, and some of the shows are Opry Live and Bluebird Cafe Sessions. It will be available across 56 markets in the United States. During a Q&A on Twitter, Luke Combs answered some fan questions. He shared that his favorite beer is Miller Lite, and he'd love to do a collaboration with Post Malone. Drake White revealed that he's at about 75% in terms of his recovery after being diagnosed with AVM. He shared that he's walking on a cane and he's starting to play guitar again. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this couple, Ray and Martha Baca, and they live in Arizona, and they want to help the needy in their area. So they open up their house to anyone that needs to knock on the door. They can get a lunch. And they have like friends and family and different people in their community donate jackets. So when it gets pretty cold out, if anybody stops by for a lunch, they also can take a jacket with them if they want to.
Wow.
And don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. This is their own house. It's not like some community center that they're opening up. They literally have an open door policy for people that need to eat.
What about when you're asleep?
I think it's... I don't know. They
probably
say
have hours.
They say lunch. Oh. Maybe there's hours. But they have provided nearly 10,000 free lunches over the past year. So
That's
pretty cool.
That's cool. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Antioch, California. A mother took her 8-year-old son to get a haircut. And after the haircut, she was like, "Your haircut looks terrible." Instead of complaining, getting her money back, she got in the car and drove the car into the barbershop.
That'll show them.
Yeah.
I don't think they've ever been shown more than that. I think that's the most they could have been shown with that. Wow. All right. And they probably were like, "Cool, just go about your day."
No, they arrested her. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Can I get a little Christmas music, please? Getting closer. By the way, I have to buy Raymundo's gift in our blue Christmas. Again, we all have to buy gifts for someone. One gift. Everybody's just getting one gift. And so the blue Christmas. I've been thinking about you, Raymundo.
Yeah.
What about a goldfish in blue water?
Ooh.
Okay.
Water's blue. Like a pet.
I can do that. We have a cat, though.
It's not a cartoon.
Pinocchio? What is that?
No, it's like... the cats really try to eat fish in real life?
I'm pretty sure they do. Ours does. Ours is basically like a... a wild cat. I'm
trying to think of something out of the box here. Well, it is
You
Christmas.
Said nothing living, Bones.
Oh,
fish live.
That's true.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay, back to the drawing board. Speaking of Christmas, Eddie, your foster kids, you have two of them.
Yeah.
Now, is it their first Christmas with you guys?
Yes, it's their first Christmas, and unfortunately... one of our foster kids, he's just like, "This is pretty much my first Christmas," because he's never done a Christmas before in his life. And he's 4, which is crazy. So he's really excited and he's pumped. And now we've told him kind of the whole thing, how it's...
What do you tell him?
How it's going to work. Santa's going to come and he's going to bring presents. And you kind of do a wish list. You tell him what you want. And sometimes he'll deliver.
Okay.
Here's a problem.
Did he make his list?
He made his list. He wants a Tom Brady jersey. Listen, man, I'm very vocal about my household. And this happened to me 2 years ago with my other kid. He wanted a Titans jersey. I'm like, "Son, we only wear one jersey in this house. That's a Cowboys jersey." So my foster kid comes up. He wants a Tom Brady jersey. I can't.
Ugh. How at 4 does he know who Tom Brady is?
We watch football every Sunday.
And he likes Tom Brady? Naturally. Drawn to him.
You know, he loves that he's a winner. He loves that people call him the GOAT.
Me too. I like all that. I love Tom Brady.
I've even told him, "Son, he's a cheater." And
he's not a cheater.
That doesn't faze him at all.
Love him.
I told him the other day, he's getting old. He might retire. He doesn't care. He still wants the jersey.
So, again, it's his first Christmas. That's what he wants.
I understand, Bones. It's special and all, but this is still my house.
Did you try talking to a Dak Prescott jersey?
I did. I was like, "Ezekiel Elliott, look at him, man. He's the highest paid running back ever. Look, he's great. 21. That's a good one." He's like, He's like, "I want a winner." All right, son, they're not winning right now, but they will. Amari Cooper, Cowboys, anything. He doesn't want. He wants a Tom Brady jersey.
Did you tell your wife?
I did.
And her thoughts?
She thinks we should get him a Tom Brady jersey.
Yeah, me too.
And I said, listen, this is very important to me. My son wants a Cowboys jersey. My son. Like, I raised him right. I feel like if I had a little more time with my foster kid, he will realize that the Cowboys are a better team and he should have a Cowboys jersey.
You've spoke not as you're speaking very passionately here. I've heard you speak less passionately about more serious things.
Yeah, this is dude, crazy. This is a thing in my house. We all, like,
What are you going to do?
I'm still thinking about it.
Oh, okay.
And I did tell him, too. Santa, sometimes he says he's going to get you something and sometimes he doesn't. It just happens. It's a part of life.
And I told him, get him the Cowboys jersey and be like, oh, whoops.
Couldn't read your handwriting.
Well, no, I told him sometimes Santa makes mistakes, yeah, and he gives you the wrong jersey sometimes. So I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Which, ironically, will be the right jersey.
Right.
Interesting.
But yeah, dude, I'm passionate about this. This is important to me.
I used one for $18.
Give him a Tom Brady jersey.
Yeah.
I'll get him one if you don't.
He could retire next year. That jersey would be
making
obsolete.
Making that jersey.
He'll probably trade teams.
Maybe.
Yeah, I guess if they win the Super Bowl, he may retire this year.
You do not get him a Brady jersey. If you do, you're going to give it to me, and I will lose it on the way home.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas to you too, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too. Amy, what's going on with Christmas for you?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm like gift-wise with my kids?
No, just in general. Like, what are you guys doing?
Oh, well, we're going to be home because my dad is here, so we want to make sure he has stuff to do with us Christmas Day, which made me think of you too. I don't know what you have going on, but I think we're going to do some sort of Christmas Day celebration, and then the day after, we'll go to Colorado.
Oh, good for you guys.
Without my dad, but we'll see. Because last time I drug him to Colorado.
And then you had to get him back because he got sick.
He had to go to the hospital. Oh. I was like, okay, you can't take this altitude. Lesson learned. He did not want to go. And we were like, Dad, you're fine. And so that was horrible. So this time we'll spend Christmas with him here, but then we'll go and stay with my sister for like 5 days. What about you?
Well, I have no plans for as of now.
Okay.
I'm just going to, as I wrote on it, somebody asked me on Instagram what I was doing. I said, yeah, usually I just white knuckle it. I just hold on and let it be over with.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I always like the 26th because I don't have to deal with Christmas for another year.
Yeah.
So right now, that's all. I have to be home because my dog, I got to be with him. I'm not going to put him up in a kennel or anything because he just gets sick and he's been so sick the past life.
You wouldn't do like a road trip or anything? Maybe to the mountains?
I'm not driving anywhere with my dog.
Okay.
He's been sick. I'm just going to sit with him and then I have friends that are coming back in town after Christmas, and I'll just let them watch him, and then I may try to go somewhere then. After Christmas, though.
But like Christmas Day. You know,
I don't even acknowledge it.
Just hang out with
us. I wake up and I go, appreciate that, baby Jesus, but now I'm just going to turn on Netflix, and it's not really a thing.
Do you want to go to the old folks' home?
Huh?
You want to go?
Oh, I thought you were singing the song. we'll see. I haven't really thought about it much. But I just wonder if you guys are in town.
Okay, well,
I'm also not going to be the charity case that comes to your house every holiday.
You're not, okay, if you're a charity. Friend.
Yeah,
if
but it's
you're
every,
like,
one holiday is fine.
But you're basically family, so how is that a
every
charity
holiday.
Case? You think I'm going to be able to go through Christmas Day knowing that you're home doing nothing?
Home
no.
Alone.
You know, I met the girl that did your house, the decorations at your house the other night.
Oh, Keaton?
Mm-hmm.
Keaton Claus?
Yeah.
My husband thought, because she did get married. When he first met her, she was single. And so she got married and her new last name is like Wright, but she came over and I was like, King Claus. And he's like, that's so crazy. She loves Christmas. And the guy she married has the last name Claus.
Why do you just throw your husband under the bus all the time? I'm like a whim. Like I was just going to say, I met the girl that decorated this at Amy's house. And Amy's like, guess why my husband's an idiot.
He's usually pretty smart,
not,
Amy.
He is smart. It's not. I get that he thought that, but it just was funny. Because I was like, no. It's a play on her name being Keaton Claus with a K. Oh, gosh.
It's a Bobby Bones show.
Time now for Elder versus Millennial. It's a spinoff. It's like the young Sheldon of Amy versus Lunchbox.
Yeah, it is.
Very popular Big Bang Theory. Young Sheldon comes along also. Some people like it even more. So Eddie is the elder of the show.
40 years old.
Morgan number two is the millennial of the show.
26 years old.
And so I'll ask Eddie young questions and Morgan number two old questions.
And the last time we played this, I swear I was going to go home and study pop culture and I did not.
Well, the score is 2-0. Morgan's in the lead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not doing so well.
Eddie, you'll get the first batch of questions. You're 40. You shouldn't know these, but we'll see how well you do.
All right.
These are millennial questions. Let's go. Eddie, what mega pop star played Cat on the Nickelodeon show Sam and Cat?
Cat.
What mega pop star played Cat on the Nickelodeon show Sam and Cat?
It's
got to be a female. Mega pop star. That is going to be Selena Gomez.
Oh. No, I think Selena was Wizards of Waverly Place.
That's correct,
I think that was last week.
Yeah. Morgan, number two, do you know the answer?
Yeah, it's Ariana Grande.
What?
Of course. She likes cats.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wonder if that's where that comes from.
She always dresses like a cat, doesn't she? Like Instagram filters?
Yeah, a little bit. Eddie.
Come on.
If you see in text SMH, that's an acronym for what?
Yeah!
SMH.
Shake my head.
Correct.
Woo! I'm hip.
Anyone that has to proclaim that they're hip, not hip.
Okay.
Eddie.
Come on.
Jin, J-I-N, Suga, S-U-G-A, and J-Hope are members of what boy band?
Oh, it's a boy band.
Jin, Suga, J-Hope are members of what boy band?
Ooh. What's the name of that band? K-pop? Is that the name of it? K-pop?
That's your answer?
Well, that could be the genre. I'll go K-pop.
Okay, so K-pop means Korean pop music.
Okay, it's the genre. That's dang it. I'm an idiot.
Morgan, number two?
Is it BTS?
Oh. That's the band. That's right. That's right.
Jin and Suga.
Jin and Suga.
Of course.
Okay, so Eddie, you got one.
That's right.
Morgan, number two, got two. All right, let's roll over to Morgan, number two. These are your elder questions, right. Morgan, number two. What should you never do to a gremlin after midnight? She's 26, obviously didn't see gremlins. What should you never do to a gremlin after midnight?
I'm just going to go on the same monster level that you shouldn't wake it up.
Wake it up. Oh, wow. Eddie, what should you never do to a gremlin after midnight?
You shall never feed them.
That's right. Because then they turn into the monsters.
Yep.
Oh. They're furry.
They're all cute.
And then they turn.
Feed them.
Yeah, and they get evil. Morgan, number two, fill in the blank. Dude, you're getting a blank.
What?
It was a slogan used in a commercial.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, you're getting a blank.
I have no reference for this at all. So I guess maybe a convertible? Were those big?
Dude, you're getting a convertible. No. Who knows this one, by the way? Raymundo does. He raised his hand.
I have no idea.
I don't.
Okay. Dude, you're getting a blank. Eddie, you can steal it?
It's got to be a car. That's the first thing I thought. So, dude, you're getting a Ford.
Mm-mm.
Focus.
Dude, you're getting Adele.
Adele,
you know the guy. There it is. Yeah, the guy. The blonde-haired kid. Blonde-haired
I do remember
dude,
that
dude, you're getting
now.
Adele. Okay. Score's 2-2, so somebody win on this one.
Okay.
Morgan, number two. Here's your elder question. What was the name of the popular hand-stitched adoptable dolls which came with their own birth certificates? Oh, wow, you do not know this. She's struggling. I thought maybe you'd get this one. What was the name of the popular hand-stitched adoptable dolls which came with their own birth certificates?
I have so many dolls in my head right now.
What are you thinking about?
A Raggedy Ann doll. I think American Girl dolls, but I don't think they're old enough. Whatever the strawberry. I don't know what they're called though. I'm gonna go with Raggedy Ann doll.
Raggedy Ann. Oh. Eddie, for the win.
I only had one in my mind.
What is it?
Cabbage Patch Kids.
Oh.
Winner!
First win, Eddie.
We're cool. We're hip.
I'm cool.
We're down.
I'm cool. I'm hip. Again, another elder thing.
Fire.
There he is. Eddie's a big winner today. Yeah. Nice job, Eddie. There he is. Thank clap you, your hands for our boy, Eddie. Get your bones on. Get your Bobby Bones on. Bobby
Bones, yo. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Google released their most searched what is questions of 2019. So I'm going to ask you what people are asking. I want to see if you would know it.
Oh, man. Okay, go ahead.
Well, we'll start with an easy one. When you taught us, a lot of people were curious, what is quid pro quo?
Oh, that's all. I'll do something for you if you do something for me.
Exactly. Yes. It's a Latin phrase. It means something for something.
Yeah, yeah.
What is camp fashion?
Say it again.
Camp fashion. I know what this one
is. You go to camp and you wear certain clothes?
No, it was at this year's Met Gala. That was the theme, you know, where all the celebrities get like really dressed up at the Met Gala in New York and there's all the fancy pictures online.
But did they dress like they were going to camp?
No. Oh. Camp fashion means exaggerated, gaudy, tongue-in-cheek. So that's why this year you saw people dressed like so crazy. Like,
I think Casey Musgraves
was like Barbie.
Oh, that was legit though. Yeah, that was a good
one.
I do remember that, but I don't know what it was from.
That's what
I just remember thinking when I saw that. I was like, holy camp fashion.
Right.
And now, yes.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Yeah, now it makes sense.
What is Momo?
Oh, it's that stupid meme where apparently it was going to eat kids and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah. It wasn't true.
It was a fake internet challenge where kids supposedly did violent stuff, but it's just a hoax.
Wasn't true. What else? Give me another one.
What is Visco? Visco girl. Sorry.
I know this.
I didn't, so I just learned it.
It's like they were dressing like an app.
You're close.
Yeah,
you're
what
close.
Is it?
You say Visco girl. It's kind of an insult for girls or guys, but mostly women, who post heavily edited photos using the Visco app. But it's like, ooh, Visco girl. Because
I knew it was an app that was doing it. Right, give me one more.
One more? Okay. What is Brexit?
That's easy. That's in the UK, it's England wanting to leave.
Britain's exit from the European Union.
Yeah.
But a lot of people were, I mean, because you were seeing it all over the news, so you're like, what is Brexit? Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I just know a lot more right now.
You do?
Yeah.
Have you ever had your finger stuck somewhere?
My finger stuck somewhere. Interesting you ask. I was on the toilet yesterday, right?
Okay.
I'm just kidding. No, my finger stuck somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, this one girl, she was shopping at Marshall's with a friend, and for whatever reason, she decided to put her fingers through the holes of the plastic shopping cart.
Can't blame her. It's actually kind of a fun thing to do. I would do the same thing.
Well, they immediately got stuck, and instead of getting help right away, they decided to pull out TikTok, so they documented the whole thing on there. For 15 minutes, she tried to free her fingers. Then employees got involved. Vaseline, still couldn't get it out, so they had to call firefighters to show up and free her fingers. So it's just like a PSA, like, don't stick your fingers in the plastic cart. And then
the girl did nothing wrong.
She
and
did
here we are
wrong.
Talking about on a national radio show, making fun of her.
Well,
she did nothing wrong.
She obviously has, you
poor
know,
girl.
A good sense of humor about it because she posted it to TikTok right away.
Can we get a hold of her? I'd like to talk to her. If we have any way to find this girl and talk to her, I would love to talk to her. Where does she live?
Massachusetts, somewhere. That's all it says is a Massachusetts teen. She was at a Marshall store. And it also made me think of you because I feel like if you had anything happen to you, even serious, like the first thing you did after you got held at gunpoint was call the news, not the police.
Well, two things. One, I got a gun to my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I did call the news first because I knew they weren't going to catch the guys. And at the time, my radio show was struggling.
Right.
And I thought, if only I can get better ratings.
But that was before you had Instagram or TikTok or Facebook Live or something. So
I
it
used
made me
the
think
phone.
Like if something
the old
if something
phone.
Were
I used
to
the phone to call the TV.
If something like that were to happen, you know, I'd be like, hey, one second, can we TikTok this?
Well, when I got jumped outside the radio station a whole different time, I got on YouTube immediately.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
Called the cops first, though.
Yes.
And then I got on YouTube immediately. And then I went on the air and was like, you'll never believe this. And then I started crying.
Mm-hmm.
Like in a weird emotional thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what else?
So the world's first monkey pig hybrids have been born.
Been waiting for the monkey pig.
What on earth?
And scientists created this, and it could pave the way for human organs being grown by animals.
Okay. I'm okay with this. A monkey pig, though, sounds fun. It's just a pet, regardless of what we're doing
right.
for science.
Well, I can give you the official name or maybe like the fun
no,
name.
No, let's call it the monkey pig.
No.
What?
They're calling it Frankenswine.
They're not calling that officially. That's not an official name.
Okay.
It's pretty funny though, Amy.
Whatever.
Okay.
It's official to me.
Is that it, Amy?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
There you go.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Well, there's this police officer. He's about to retire. I mean, he was just about to retire, too, after 25 years. When he was busted for stealing cell phones from the department.
Oh, man.
And apparently, for the past 6 years, he had taken a bunch of the department's iPhones and given them out to family members as gifts.
Oh, because I guess he would wipe them, hopefully.
Yeah.
Here's a new phone. Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah. I've
just like almost retiring. Mm-hmm. Like, just put your hands in the air and be like, I'm just going to be so good.
Right. Yeah. It's like you're almost done.
You're almost there, buddy. You almost got it.
A guy who was the best man at his brother's wedding assaulted the bride after she said his brother was too drunk at the reception and needed to stop drinking. Well, this is obviously just people drinking too much and getting into a fight.
Yeah.
A best man went on a rampage at his brother's wedding and got into it with the bride, her mom, and the sisters. The guy lost his temperature, or his temper at the reception, saying his brother should have never married his new sister-in-law.
Oh.
That's quite the statement to make.
That hurts.
Yeah.
At that venue.
Right. Could you have said that before?
Or after. Because he's not going to change anything. But yeah, they've been drinking, obviously. The guy lost his temper. He threw punches at the bride, grabbed her by the wedding dress. Guy found that he was the best man.
Mm-hmm.
Who was working as a prison officer at the time, guilty of 5 charges. The 29-year-old who was the best man at the wedding got angry at everybody. And anyway, it's the drinking and anger.
Don't mix.
In any way, either the outward way or the inward
way. Right.
Both ways are pretty bad.
Yeah.
What?
So he met him as a prison guard or something?
I don't know.
Is he in prison? So many questions.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know how. I'm just wondering the role he plays in that life to cause such drama at a wedding.
Maybe he's just a dramatic best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Google's most searched news stories of 2019.
Okay.
What do you think the biggest news story is?
Donald Trump.
And you know what's
something.
Real weird is the decade lists and the year lists are all coming out both. Yeah. It's a little confusing.
Yeah. Right. It's
10
a lot.
10 years and one.
I'll give you 5. Most Googled. The Copa America soccer tournament in Brazil. I gotta tell you, I Googled that 0 times.
Nope.
Not once.
You know what? I didn't even think about it.
I don't even think I Googled Copa.
Yeah, I don't think I even Googled soccer.
The Area 51 raid is number 4. I take that back because at number 3 was the Women's World Cup, and I guess I did.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I did care about that for a minute, which is good for them. The number 2, the Notre Dame Cathedral fire.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
And the number 1 most Googled news story of the year was Hurricane Dorian. Mm. So, yeah, these aren't that fun to talk about. I like the ones that are like most fun things of the year. You know, and what luck, too, if you have like a big song of 2019 and it's like, I'm going to be on all the lists finally, but it's also the last year of the decade. Mm-hmm. So all the lists are the decade lists.
That's true.
I've been seeing that a little bit. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you want to call me a part of the show, you can. 877-77-BOBBY. That's our phone number. Call, tell us what you want to talk about. Ask us a question. 877-77-BOBBY. Or you can follow the show on Instagram, at Bobby Bone Show. And you can watch us on Facebook, too. So just search us on Facebook. We have cameras all in the studio. You can watch the show as we do it. The only time that doesn't happen is when I'm out of studio if I'm working from another city. But today, I'm in the studio with all my friends. So Facebook.com, search for The Bobby Bone Show and check that out. We appreciate you guys being here.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Let me shout out these journalists at EastIdahoNews.com because every year around this time, they surprise families in need and people during the holiday season. They do their Secret Santa series. Now, there's a guy in Idaho who's been struggling with medical and financial issues, and he got a big surprise from them. Brad Crow and his family, after he fell off the house while building it, while he was also out of work, they gave him $50,000 in health insurance for a year.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing.
The family's facing financial hardships because he's been out of work, but they're changing that, and they're giving him that $50,000 and health insurance.
Really
so,
cool.
And, you know, they also have, like, adopted kids. So it's like a whole thing. It's like mm-hmm. a whole. So shout out to these. Let me say their website again. EastIdahoNews.com for surprising that family.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
We're about to get to Amy's joke. If I can indulge for 1 second and
sure.
something over here. I'm doing this thing called on Prizio, where for $10, it's a raffle. You can win that Ronnie Dunn signed picture. He took a picture of me as a cowboy. We've blown it up. It's in a frame. He's going to sign it. I'm going to sign it. You can also be my VIP guest at the sold-out Raging Idiots $1 million show. And by the way, it comes with flight, hotel, all that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you just go over to BobbyBones.com. And all the money goes to St. Jude for $10. I just didn't want to do a richest person wins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like those.
Yeah.
Because only like one person gets a shot. Somebody whose uncle left him a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. And I'm bitter at those people because I wasn't one of those. So you get two VIP tickets to the Raging Idiots Million Dollar Show at the Ryman in Nashville. I'll meet you. Eddie will meet you. You get a framed autograph portrait shot by Ronnie Dunn of me. You get the cowboy hat autographed by Ronnie and I from Brooks and Dunn. A pair of cowboy chaps autographed by us. The cowboy jacket. It's a lot. $10 is all it takes, and you're in the raffle. You can buy a bunch of raffle tickets. You can buy one, but bobbybones.com if you want to get into that. So would love for you to. I don't keep any of the money. No. All going to St. Jude. So there's that. Thank you for the time.
Love that.
Thank you.
You're
now
welcome.
Over to Amy now. Let's get the joke in.
The Morning Corny.
Which country artists do the elves like?
Which country artists do the elves like?
Blake Elfton.
Oh, that's pretty good. Did you write that one?
A listener did.
Oh, okay. I mean, okay. Like, okay.
That was the Morning Corny.
Welcome. Let's do what's the haps right now. Here we go. Let's go around the room. What's the haps?
Hey, what's the haps?
What's the haps with you?
Well, I got an email from PETA yesterday.
What? Oh, because you said something.
Well, what I think my words were, PETA sucks.
Is that a quote verbatim?
I'm not sure. But then you backtracked.
Well,
and
I didn't backtrack. I said, here's why I think that.
Okay, yeah.
And it was about the Georgia Bulldog. Yeah. And I got a note from them. I didn't backtrack. I said, I understand why they exist, because I think a lot of times you have to go over the top in order to make people even see half of what you're trying to push. But let's just say I said PETA sucks. Well, I got a big whole thing, and they were lecturing me. And they were like, you know, we just want to say we don't like our animals to be under any sort of, like,
captivity.
Sedation.
Yeah. Oh.
I happen to just be talking on the show about how I sedate my dog anyway.
Oh,
just
that part. Okay.
A little bit of all that.
And I got a little pushback on that, and that's okay. All that's okay. So I also like it when my humans are under sedation a little bit. I'll be honest mm-hmm. with you, too. Mm-hmm. But they did reach out. They were kind-ish. I thought it was fine, though. I thought it was a good
they
reach out.
They weren't mean.
No. It's great.
It's a good email.
But yeah, when I first saw it, I was like, yes, they're going to protest me. And they didn't. They were actually pretty nice.
Like when you're walking down the street, they'll throw a flower on you?
Yeah, or just picket signs inside the radio station. That'd be awesome. I'm a big animal guy. I just thought that they were being ridiculous about the Georgia Bulldog. And because he was in the house, and it was raining, and people were yelling. And
yeah.
I was like, that bulldog gets treated better than I do. So yeah, I got a note from PETA yesterday. Whatever.
Did you reply?
No. How am I going to reply? Thank you. No, it was good. They were nice. I'm still not a big advocate of PETA. I like a lot of what they do, but sometimes they're just out of control. But that's my what's the haps. Thought we were going to have a little issue. I was hoping. There's been no drama for a while with me.
Yeah,
I've been too busy for drama. Here's what the bosses get worried about with me. When I get here and I start to get a little stir crazy and I'm like in town for like 2 or 3 weeks in a row, they start to go, oh, dear God. When Bobby has time, drama happens. Or he starts to think of crazy stuff to do. So...
Do you have anything in mind?
I don't, because I've only been home for like 3 days. Give me a couple more days. All right, hey, that's what's up. What's the haps?
Hey, what's the haps?
Amy?
So just when it comes to sirens in radio commercials, like...
Oh, yeah.
Can we stop?
Yeah, and songs.
Yeah, because, well, yeah, I know.
Like Nelly, Shake Your Tail Feather, it would go... boom, and it would go like, oh, yeah.
Right, I feel like Post Malone had something recently with a siren, but either way, there was some commercial came on, and there was really intense sirens, so much so that I pulled over to the right and started checking all my mirrors to see where the emergency vehicle was coming from, and there wasn't one. It was in the commercial.
Well, good for you, though, for looking. It is a weird thing. We shouldn't put that in the commercials.
Right.
Or songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I agree. Thank you. Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
Lunchbox.
Oh, my co-ed soccer team, we may have been the old team. Overnight, I think it's happened. This season, we're 1-5. And last week, we got beat 14-4. Last night, we got beat 8-2.
Aren't close.
No, and yeah. So I don't know what happened, but from last season to this, we are just the old team that everybody looks forward to playing.
You know who never loses? Father Time.
Oh.
Never. He's undefeated. Mm-hmm. Father Time eventually always gets you.
That's true.
You still like playing soccer, though?
I still love it. Love it.
But can you play in an older league?
No, but I'm thinking they, because there's an A group and a B group, we may need to move down to the B group.
So there is a worse league, then?
You can play. Not older, younger, just good teams, bad teams.
Yeah.
And I think the league may need time to move us to the B League because we're 1-5 and getting smoked.
Do you automatically get knocked down like in the Premier League? If you're last place, you get bumped down to it.
No, they don't do that.
They should do that.
They should. But if you do win the B League, you automatically get put in the A League.
Oh, there you go. Hey. All right, one more. Eddie, what's up with you, bud?
Right now, it's, you know, ugly sweater season or whatever. And I saw a story that Popeyes has now releasing a Popeyes ugly sweater. Mm-hmm.
Spicy chicken sandwich ugly
spicy
sweater.
Spicy chicken sandwich. I'm like, I don't know what to feel about that. I mean,
Whataburger does it.
Yeah, do Whataburger.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people do that.
Okay.
You didn't come here complaining when Whataburger did it.
No. No, I did not. I just thought it was kind of like, all right, we're kind of at the end of this, right? This chicken sandwich.
My question is, how long are people going to keep buying it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously a thing. It's a funny sweater. It is actually a pretty good sweater. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
Do you own a ugly Christmas sweater?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think I used to.
Yeah.
But then when I clean my closet out and donate clothes, I think about every 2 years I'll get rid of them.
I have one that Amy gave me a while back that says Feliz Navidad is my favorite.
I had a one with a little Santa on the front, so it looks like my head was in Santa's head.
That's funny.
I wore it when I played the Opry a couple years ago, and then I was like, okay, that got a joke, and so I think I donated it.
Yeah.
But I don't have an ugly Christmas sweater. I don't get invited to ugly Christmas sweater parties either. I'm like that cool. Like, cool people have ugly Christmas sweater parties. I never get invited to cool stuff. So,
sorry, man.
Yeah, I know. I know. Dang it.
Dang, dude.
We had a good thing going here today. All right. Hey, what's the haps? Thank you very much.
What's the haps?
That's what's happening with everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Let me go talk to Kevin in Boston, who's on the phone right now. Kevin, what's up? Welcome to the Bobby Bones Show.
What's up, studio?
What up? You have to say,
hold on.
You have to say morning, studio, if you want us to all chant back. Just so you know, you may not have Kevin, but I just want to make sure you get the fulfilling experience that you want.
That I'm searching for.
Yeah.
Morning, studio.
Morning. All right, go ahead, bud.
I got a solution for lunchbox soccer team problem.
Okay.
They just got to rename the team to bye week. So then when it's on the schedule, every team will see they're playing bye week, which means they won't show up. They'll win every game.
Lunchbox said his soccer team, now they're all old and they're getting beat real bad. So if you change your name to bye week, that's actually a pretty funny idea.
I'll try it next season.
But then you never get to play.
Yeah, you want to play.
Yeah, I kind of want to play.
Would you rather lose every game?
And still play
or win every game and not have to play?
Oh, lose every game. Because what's the point of not just showing up and not being able to kick the ball around? That'd be kind of boring.
James in Nashville, you're on the show. Thank you, James. Thanks for calling. What up, James?
Studio.
Morning.
No. What did
he
say?
I thought he cut out.
James, we need you to get that full experience.
Yeah.
Say morning, studio. Morning, studio. Go ahead.
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
He said good morning.
I know. It is.
I needed to get some advice. I worked for my company for about 11 months, so I wasn't there last Christmas. And my boss mentioned that he's getting everyone Christmas gifts, but nobody else has mentioned it. And I was curious, do I show up with just a Christmas gift for everyone, or do I show up and not have anything? Awkward either way.
Listen, if you're worried about the boss thing, maybe you get him or her a little something. You don't have to get everybody a gift, though. I mean, you've also been there. You just get people that you care about a gift, like super care. Because if you give everybody you kind of care about, you're going to be broke. You get everybody that you super care about, and then your inner super circle of family. And that's it. Or if it's a work thing and they're like, we have to get everybody one gift. To eliminate us having to get all these gifts and go broke, we have to get one gift. And I'm getting one gift for all you suckers. And one, it's for Ray because we drew the name. We're doing Blue Christmas next.
Yeah!
Hey, listen, we talked about it a little earlier too, but what I'm leaning toward, I've been here looking on my phone. Raymundo, I feel like we're going to do pretty good this year.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Would you get him an engagement ring?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not blue.
Tiffany's,
yeah,
blue box.
Aquamarine.
Maybe.
I would let Ray handle that part of his life. Just because he needs to get it for his girl. But Ray, I'll take care of it. And you got me.
Oh, absolutely. I've already locked and loaded. You're good, dude. You were easy. People say you're hard to shop for. You're simple.
What?
Appreciate that.
Okay.
There you go. Oh, James, my advice is, if your boss is going to get you something and you feel like you need to get him something, you can get him a little something, but don't buy everybody a gift at work. Unless everybody else is buying everybody a gift. It's just kind of it's like know the room. But don't feel like you have to out of nowhere.
All right.
Is everybody getting a gift for everybody? Because I just can't see that happening.
Create a culture where you draw names like we do.
So it's only seven people with the whole company for our little department, but nobody has mentioned it yet.
Okay, then no. You weren't here last. Oh, I didn't know. Last Christmas. Oh, sorry, I wasn't here. Next Christmas, I'll get you guys.
I got y'all next year.
I got you next year.
It's like when Amy and I go eat, I'll get you next time, she says.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, James.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Do you want to know what's weighing on me?
What? Yes. Well, yeah, I do. All right. I'm waiting.
I got a text from Ronnie Dunn from Brooks and Dunn. It's a huge name drop here. It's now a buddy of mine.
Oh.
What?
Okay, keep going.
And he's playing with Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots, him and Kixar, Brooks and Dunn, at the Million Dollar Show, which we do every year for St. Jude in January. Mm-hmm. And he goes, hey, what's up? And I was like, nah, it's cool, chilling. I guess they're in Vegas doing their residency right now. Mm-hmm. And he says, what two songs do you want us to play with you guys? And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, well, you can pick any of the two songs that Brooks and Dunn play with the Raging Idiots. And I'm like, I have to pick the two?
Wow.
And so then I'm like, what two should I pick? Mm-hmm. So it's really been, because Hardworking Man? First, I'm a hardworking man. Hardworking man. Do I pick Neon Moon?
Come yes.
on. You have to.
100%. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon.
Do I pick Red Dirt Road?
Red Dirt Road.
Do I pick Boot Scoot and Boogie?
Come on!
So don't see no. Come on, baby,
do I pick Brand New Man?
Dude.
Which, when I saw on the line, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes.
Do I pick My Maria? I know, because it sounds like it's an easy thing. It does.
Only two songs?
Yeah. Do I pick Rock My World, which is like one of my favorite like
Rock my
level two
world,
song?
Little country girl.
Do I pick Believe? Like we really have a.
Tell me that there's more to life than just
we have like a church sermon
see.
With this here.
I can't quote the book.
So that's what's been weighing on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a podcast, and on part of the podcast, Lindsay L came on and asked her what she would pick.
Right, what'd she say?
Well, she picked, she likes the guitar riff and Play Something Country, and she was like, I'd for sure have a...
Oh, Play Something Country.
Interesting.
Yeah, so anyway, I know what I'm leaning toward.
What?
Well, what would you lean toward?
My automatic leans, although Brand New Man...
is a great one.
And My Maria, like, snuck up on me, like, oh, shoot. But my heart initially with Neon Moon and Boot Scoot and Boogie, that's where I lean. But you can't go wrong.
I think the night has to end with Boot Scoot and Boogie.
Sure.
That's the big, that's the, yes. You go out on a high note, like Boot Scoot and Boogie, the whole rah.
Yes. Everyone's going to be like,
let's go, Boot Scoot.
So Brooks and Dunn are playing with Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots, at a show. And they're like, we'll play whatever two songs you want. So artists come in and out the whole night and play songs with us. Hardworking Man's tough. Brand New Man's tough. It's either My Maria or Neon Moon.
Okay, well, then I go Neon Moon.
It's got to be Neon Moon, right?
It's
got to be.
I spend most every night.
No brainer.
Beneath the light of a neon moon.
We just solved the problem. Moon, Boot Scoot Boogie.
Turn that up.
Eddie said turn it up. Eddie's running the controls now.
No, I just like this.
It is a jam. I can play it. But, okay. Then I think that's what I'm going to reply for them to play.
Okay.
They'll come out and do Neon Moon, and we'll close on Boot Scoot Boogie.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. It's perfect.
But I told them. He was like, you having trouble picking songs? I was like, well, it's kind of like asking me, here's 20 supermodels. Which one would you like to make out with? Well, there's not a bad choice.
Yeah.
They're all supermodels. But you have to pick.
Interesting analogy, but yeah.
But that's where my heart went.
Mm-hmm.
I understood it.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So we're going to do. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
That's what was weighing on me, though. Yeah. Oh, I didn't want
to. That is hard. I can see how that's a tough decision, but I feel like it's a good call. Neon Moon.
Do you want to play that?
Yes.
You want Neon Moon?
Sure.
All right. Eddie, do you want Neon Moon?
Yeah, loud, loud, too.
Oh, we'll turn it up.
Turn it up.
Don't do it half volume.
Right.
Okay.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
The 10 most played songs on country radio of the decade.
Number 10, Dustin Lynch, Small Town Boy.
Okay.
You think that was on there?
I don't know. That was on my radar, but I guess it was played a lot.
Of the decade. Number 9, Eric Church, Drink in My Hand.
Oh, yeah.
And that one had some time.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, Zac Brown Band, Knee Deep.
Oh, wow.
Number 7, Darius Rucker, Wagon Wheel.
I remember that one getting played a lot, like 2013.
Oh, you're guessing years now. I don't know the year. We'll find it out. Eric Church, Springsteen is at number 6.
So good.
All right, so we're going to do the top 5 here. From 2012, the number 5 most played song of the decade is Florida Georgia Line Cruise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Of course. Which I'm surprised isn't higher because of how big it was and because of how long there is to play it.
Right.
I mean, that was early. You get some more spins in there later, mm-hmm. you know. Number 4, from 2010, Thompson Square, Are You Gonna Kiss Me or Not?
Oh, wow.
Are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why?
At number 3, the most played country songs of the year, Blake Shelton, Honeybee. Of the decade, sorry. The decade.
You'll be my soft and sweet.
From 2011.
I'll be strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine.
Okay, so far those three have been older in the decade. These next, Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road at number 2 from 2017. This other song's older than I thought, Amy. The one that is number 1. It's from 2011.
Oh. Shoot, 2011?
Yeah, I now have an answer to when people ask, you can go ahead.
I'm guessing, like, when was Need You Now?
09.
Oh, too soon. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I now have an aunt. People would always say to me, who's your favorite person to interview on the show? And I'd talk to everybody, and I'm friends with a lot of them, so it's hard for me to have a favorite of who to interview. But now I've formulated an answer to that question based on the many appearances. And although we're friends outside of the show, too, just pound for pound, the best guest that we have, and it's this person.
I know what it is now.
Go ahead.
It's Barefoot Blue Jean Night.
Jake Owen, Barefoot Blue Jean Night, yeah.
Never gonna grow up. Never gonna slow down.
From 2011, that's the most played country song of the decade, is Barefoot Blue Jean Night. And I'm kind of proud of myself that I finally have an answer to that question. I get asked it all the time, and I'm like, I don't know, Garth? Because I like talking to Garth. But just pound for pound, when Jake Owen comes in,
it's good.
It's good,
mm-hmm.
and you just don't know where it's gonna go. We've gotten into blowout fights. Most times we haven't. 95% has been great, but it's always going to be good content.
Like, you're not scared to say something to him. He's not scared to say something to you. It's kind of like a little mini roast sometimes.
Yep, and we both are quite sensitive with each other,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it gets fun.
Like, he's not scared. Like, you'll say something and he'll, like, just think of times where he's been like, whatever, dude, like, and then he'll challenge you.
Well,
I like it.
Jake, too, if I compliment him, he thinks I'm messing with him.
Because
He does get that look in his face.
You're like, you look good with your shirt off. Why are you hating?
Yeah. Last night, I was looking at Jake Owen's Instagram story, and his hair's getting longer. And I was going to send a message going, hey, dude, your hair looks good. But I know I'd be like, dude, why are you making fun of me?
Right.
And I don't.
He'll cut it the next day.
Then it's a sincere compliment. Yeah, then he comes in bald. And I'm like, dude, don't shave your head.
Mm-hmm.
Top 5 pop songs played over the decade. Mm. Number 5, Maroon 5. With Cardi B, Girls Like You.
I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's from 2017. Number 4, The Chainsmokers, featuring Halsey, Closer.
Yeah.
So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover.
That's a good one, huh?
So good.
Both of those are really good pop songs. Ed Sheeran, number 3, Shape of You.
I'm in love with your body.
What was that, 2017?
Yeah, good, good.
I'm in love with your body.
LMFAO, Party Rock Anthem at number 2 from 2011.
Wow.
That's a good one.
This makes me think of that, like, car commercial.
Oh, with the dancing.
The hamsters?
The hamsters, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They were, they were like, the Kias or the box,
yeah.
The box car. I don't even know if that's the right song.
It's not?
I don't remember that.
Oh.
Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk is number 1.
2014,
most played song of the decade.
Just watch.
Come on. And you know what? It's really not Bruno Mars. It's Mark Ronson.
Ronson, yeah.
Like, it's Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars sings on it. But yeah. Oh, it is Party Rock Anthem, the Kia Soul.
Okay.
Yeah, good. I did a podcast I would like everybody to go check out today because I'm super proud of how it turned out. We found rare demos of famous country songs. And what a demo is if a songwriter writes it and they want to pitch it to artists, they cut it and then the artist then records it and turns it into what we know of it now. And so if you search for the Bobbycast, which is my podcast that I do from my house, and mostly I interview people, but we get into music sometimes. And so I did a little Big Town Girl Crush, which here's the real version of Girl Crush in case you don't know what it is. But here's the demo. Whenever Hillary Lindsay, Liz Rose, and Lori McKenna wrote it and sent it off to Little Big Town, here's that.
I got a girl crush.
That's Hillary Lindsay. So that was the song before it became the song. We did a bunch of these.
Oh, that's cool.
We did Florida Georgia Line Holy, which was written by Nate Seifert, Busby, and a guy named William Larson. And so here is Nate Seifert singing it before they got it to Florida Georgia Line.
You're holy, 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 I'm high on loving you.
Because Justin Bieber was going to record it first, and he ended up passing on it, and Florida Georgia Line got it.
Oh, wow.
That's cool. Which may be one of my favorite songs of theirs.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good. And I'll give you one more. Heaven from Kane Brown. You may know this song.
Everybody's talking about
it. It was written by Matthew McGinn, Lindsey Jack Rhymes, and Shy Carter. So these three wrote that song, and here's the demo by Matthew McGinn before they got it to Kane Brown.
Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Saying how it's going to be so good, so beautiful.
Yeah.
So we did like 12 of these super famous songs. You probably didn't know, you know, the demos of them. So yeah, check that out. And the latest episode of the Bobbycast. And I also talked to Lindsay L about her number one. She's on the phone.
I thought she came over.
No, she's on the phone. We called her. She's touring in Germany and what songs she can play over there that like covers that people are like, I have no idea. And then what songs she can play over there that people are like, holy crap, that's awesome. Always based on soccer.
Oh, interesting.
Like what American songs they play at soccer stadiums for the most part. Yeah. So, and then we talked about her number one with Brantley and a little bit about her new song. So check out the newest Bobbycast if you want to just really be inspired. I have no idea. I just
sounds good.
Yeah.
Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Amy got a message about me. What'd it say?
Oh, they just heard on, I guess they were listening to a podcast. They're like, hey, I heard Bobby say he ate squirrel, and I didn't know if I heard that right. Like, why in the world would he do that? And I just replied, yeah, that they just didn't understand how you grew up, where you came from, that you would hunt for food sometimes. And yes, sometimes that meant you eating a squirrel.
Yeah, that's not even crazy to me. That wasn't even like, guess what? I ate a squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
But I have Arkansas Keith on, who served time as my stepdad for 7 years. I did the math last night. There he is.
Saying it that way.
Arkansas Keith is on the phone. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. So I brought you on to talk about all the animals that we would eat growing up. So squirrel, first of all. Talk about squirrel for 1 second, eating squirrel.
They're not that good, but you know, a lot of people like them. I'm not that fond of them. I'm more of a quail or a turkey kind of guy.
Also ate a lot of quail. Yeah. But quail was so small. Here's the thing. Squirrel was fine. Quail was so small. Like quail.
They're good.
Again, so just not a lot there. You go quail hunt and you have a bunch of birds and you have to clean them and then you do all that work and it's like, okay, there's that quail. Right.
And how about the turkey breast?
Well, he would turkey hunt. I don't think I ever killed a turkey because turkey hunting, you had to be the quietest for the longest time.
Probably can't do that.
You couldn't make any noise whatsoever. So, right? Would turkey hunting be probably the quietest you'd have to be?
I would say that would test your skills more than anything, turkey hunting.
So they would go and get all turkey hunted up, and I would go and be like, I'm bored. This stinks. but so squirrel, quail, turkey.
Well, that was fun though, wasn't it?
Well, just because you could do it. You could just grab a gun and go in the back. You could just go walk. That's why it was easiest for me.
What, squirrel?
Yeah. Because when I was, 12, you take a 410 in the backyard and you go squirrel hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk through the woods. So, probably.
Yeah, the woods is right behind our house.
Yeah, we, literally, you just walk back.
So you didn't have to have a squirrel permit? I don't know. Because you have to have permits all the time. Arkansas Keith is like, I was hunting season, I got my permit, I'm going to go head up.
Well, different things.
Well, not till you're 16.
Yeah, so, but even, you don't have to have a squirrel permit. You have to have a hunting license.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just in general. And I had a hunter's ed card.
Yeah.
But I didn't have, yeah.
Pretty well noted.
What permits do you have? What permits do you have to hunt specifically?
Oh, I have everything. Duck stamp, hunting license, sportsman hunting license.
What's the difference in those two?
Passes.
What's the difference in hunting license and sportsman hunting license?
Yeah, there's one hunting license lets you do everything. Muzzle load and hunt turkeys and deer. And the other one is just like a small game license, 1050 hunting license.
The other kind of hunting that just was not for me was muzzleload hunting. I did not give a crap about pouring the powder in, pouring the ball in. I wasn't trying to go musket hunting like the Civil War.
Right.
Like, I like my life now. I wasn't trying to go back in time 200 years.
Seems a bit much.
Modern gun, man.
Yeah, I'm very much more of the, and you know what? Not even that much of a bow hunter either. I was like, this is for the birds. Like, just give me, well, when I got older, it would be, you know, a rifle, but it was like, give me a 12 gauge.
So you have shot, you have bow and arrowed an animal like Katniss?
Well, bow and arrow is not fair. Bow and arrow, a bow is not really what you're thinking of.
I'm picturing you as like a Hunger Games.
No. Okay. So when you go bow hunting, it's more like a flat. I think of the bow and arrow as flat, laying on top of a gun with a trigger.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is that how you describe it, Keith?
That's a crossbow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
there you go.
I didn't go bow and arrow hunting ever.
Mm-hmm. You didn't pull things out of your quiver?
He would a bit. Keith, you would, though. You would take the bow. You would actually pull the bow back some, huh?
Oh, yeah. I like to bow hunt a little bit. It gets you out early, earlier than everything else. The season comes in early, so you're able to get out earlier, you know?
Which is what muzzleload hunting does, too. You can actually go out and hunt a bit earlier.
Quite a bit earlier.
Yeah.
Because it's harder.
And again, if you get into it with a bear, you're going to lose because it takes like 800 hours to get one shot going.
Well, you just hope you don't run into a bear. How's that?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
What's happening?
I'm doing a little duck hunting this morning.
You're duck hunting now?
I'm sitting on a log, yeah, right now. Enjoying the morning. It's great out here.
Do you have a duck call on you?
I do.
Can you hit us with one?
Are you going to hear some duck call?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be glad to.
All right, here he is.
How about that?
Yeah.
Here they come.
Yeah. Get ready. Get ready. Get your poor little duckies.
I killed two mallards and a wood duck already. So, I mean, the morning is still young, dude.
Here's the thing about duck hunting. Again, if I fell down and water got in my waders, I was out.
Well, don't fall down.
Because you're wearing waders, and if the water goes over them, you're just done.
Yeah.
So I would fall down more than once. Water would get in my waders. Fall down in the water. Water would get on my waders, and I would just get naked in my underwear, get in the truck, turn the heat on, and be like, just wake me up in 3 hours.
That's pretty much how it works.
Yeah. And then also, you fight over who you actually killed the duck when you're duck hunting.
It has happened a few times. Mm-hmm. I shot it.
Because everybody's just shooting up at the ducks coming over. It's like, no, I got it. No.
Well, can't you, like, color code your bullets or something?
Okay. What do you think about that, Keith?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
I think I'm going to see Keith on Friday evening. Tomorrow, I guess. It's tomorrow night.
You going to go basketball game?
Yeah.
That's going to be fun, man. That'll be fun.
Are you going to come to the basketball game at Mountain Pine?
I am.
Okay.
It's all the talk around Mountain Pines. Bobby's coming to the ball game. It's all the talk, man.
You think they'll let me play? Get in a couple minutes?
You can. They'll let you play. To the least, give you a personal invitation to get into the up in the press box with him.
Wait, is there a press box at the basketball game?
There is.
I know there used to be a table.
Oh, well, and it looks like you just got invited.
Wow. Well, yeah. I'm
Terry said you can come sit with him. You don't want to fight all the crowd, you know, because people are going to be wanting to see you. That's for sure.
Well, you know how untouchable I am.
It's all the hype, man. I'm telling you.
Well, good. Well, I can't wait.
If you show up, Mountain Pine might just blow up.
Well, good.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, listen, I'm from a town of 700 people.
Yeah.
That's awesome for me.
I love that. They're proud.
Okay, cool.
They are very proud.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, man.
All right.
See you then.
Any other animals? Hold on. Any other animals that we would eat that I did not address? We did squirrel, duck, quail,
raised some dove one time.
Deer, dove.
Your rabbits?
Yeah.
Rabbits.
Oh, fish.
We did eat a rabbit, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't your grandmother cook the rabbits that time?
My grandmother.
We did eat some rabbit.
She was definitely the rabbit chef.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, she cooked some wild rabbits, yeah. Yeah, we probably ate it all over the years.
A lot of fish.
Oh, yeah, lots of fish.
But that's
fish
in one,
good,
that's in one subcategory, all fish. Then you can break all those down into super subs.
Yeah.
Okay, anything I'm leaving off?
We're finicky fish eaters.
Anything I'm leaving off? One final, any other meat we ate that I'm leaving off?
No, that's it. Dove, quail, turkey.
Deer?
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Deer, yeah, a lot of venison. Way a lot of venison in our days.
Elk?
A lot of
elk.
I never ate any elk that I killed. I ate some antelope. I don't know if Bobby's around then. I think it's some antelope.
We don't have that in Arkansas.
We don't have elk, but he would go up and elk hunt in like Montana, Wyoming?
Wyoming, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. I want to go there.
All right. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate you talking with us and
looking forward to it.
Doing a little duck. Can you do the duck call to "Long Cool Woman" by the Hollies?
I don't know. That's my favorite song. You know that, right?
I know that. That's why I asked him.
I don't know if I can do it. Let's see. Nope. <so good>,
he gave up.
I guess the American try though.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Take care, man.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Good. Love that dude.
That's funny. He's in a duck blind or wherever he is right now. I was like, hey, can you talk? He's like, yeah.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, your daughter's 12 now?
Yes.
And so she's not in public school, so there aren't a lot of kids around her.
Right. Nope.
So how is she finding these trends, these fashion trends?
I don't know. She told me that she wants high boots, but that go... She has kind of high boots, like up to her shin area, but she wants them over the knee. Because she's a movie star. So she must have seen it on TV. And
Pretty
I
Woman?
Said,
Did you ever see that movie?
We haven't watched that yet.
Okay.
I can't wait till she can watch that. So good. But yeah, I don't know why that was her excuse. But when I asked her, I said, knee-high boots, you don't need that. She goes, yes, I do. I'm a movie star. But she really does want them and she wants to wear them. And I thought, no, that's inappropriate. You do not need them. And then she said, but Mom, you wear them. And I do have a couple of pairs that go over my knee. And I think she saw a picture of Morgan number 2 wearing them as well. So she brought up Morgan number 2. And I was like, shoot. So then I was like, am I being hypocritical? Or is it okay for a 12-year-old to wear boots over the knee? Because it seems too sexy.
Okay, well, let me give the phone number first.
Okay.
If we have any moms out there that want to call and jump in on this, you can. 877-77-BOBBY. Here's what I think is sexy about it, but here's also why I think it's okay.
Okay.
Because like Morgan number 2 or even yourself, you wear the high boots with a short skirt.
Or jeans.
Okay, jeans is not sexy. I'm saying for a guy, for the reason you wear that.
Okay.
Like the high boots over jeans is just a pair of boots.
Okay.
It's just when you wear the short skirt and the high boots and you see like that little bit of leg right there.
Okay.
That's you just can't let her do that.
So she can wear her leggings or her jeans with the boots.
I think so because I don't think just high boots are sexy.
I just don't know that my husband's going to go for this.
I think if you're wearing the short skirt with the high boots,
mm-hmm.
it's sexy, almost prostitute-ish, but in a classy way.
Oh, interesting.
Well, because of Pretty Woman. That's why I think about Pretty Woman. That's why I asked about that movie.
Oh, I wore those to a work event not too long ago. Okay.
But did you
know I had the prostitute vibe?
But prostitute vibe's not bad. I think just the vibe itself is not bad.
Okay.
I think I like the look, but I don't think if she's wearing pants, that's the high boots are a bit. Since when do you get penalized for wearing more clothing?
But it's something about the over-the-knee boot that to
only
me,
if there's a short skirt, though.
Okay. So as long as she's not in a skirt, we're going to be okay with it.
Yeah. And jeans, I don't see any problem with that.
Okay. Well, I need to know what other people think, but...
I'm looking at the front of the Pretty Woman movie poster, and mm-hmm. she's in a super short skirt and over-the-knee boots.
Right. That's very different. And hers are like a heel. Like...
Oh, yeah, hers
Stashira's
are definitely.
Wouldn't have, like, a heel. They would either be flat. Well, they would be flat, no heel. Like, I could find her a flat pair that goes over. Like, she doesn't need also a tall boot over the knee with a heel. That would be much.
Morgan, number 2, let me ask you about this. What do you think about a 12-year-old girl wearing really tall boots?
I will agree that not with a skirt or anything. And as long as they don't have a heel, I think that when they have a heel and you wear it with a dress or a skirt, it does make it look more of a sexy vibe. So definitely as long as those two things aren't part of it, I think you're good.
As long as we find a sporty over the knee.
I just think the over the knee thing is not that bad. As
okay.
long as it's just what's way over
She's
the knee.
She's
going
to lose her mind if I give her a pair of over the knee for Christmas. This, because I've told her straight up, no way, it's not happening. So now if we agree, since we all co-parent here.
Yeah. I like that.
If we agree, and then we have to convince my husband too, because he says no right away as well.
Oh, well, that's your own. I ain't trying to convince him.
I think he's thinking of it how I wear them, or even when I wear them with jeans, because mine have a heel. But if we find her a flat pair and she wears them with jeans or leggings, she's fine.
Let's talk to Linda. Linda, you're on the Bobby Bone Show. Linda, what's happening? Hi, Linda.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. You're on the air. You have a 12-year-old?
Oh, yeah. I have a 12-year-old daughter. I was just calling in about the boots.
Yeah.
We just recently bought her a pair of over-the-knee boots, and I think that it's okay as long as the heel is, like, not spiky. The bulky squared heels make it a lot less sexual, I guess, or sexy. And just keeping it like flat and plain and not like a heel, like a spiked heel.
Yeah.
And no short skirts. No skirts at all. No dresses at all. If you're going to wear the boots and you're a kid, you wear pants down into the boot.
Okay.
That's the rule too. Okay.
Well, I guess everyone's different.
Linda, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, let's go to Katie. Katie, you're on the Bobby Bone Show. Katie, how are you? Thank you for calling. What's going on?
I don't think it's a good idea. That's just my idea. I've got a little girl, and I probably wouldn't let her do it until she was about 16 to 18. I just don't think it's a good idea, even with jeans.
16 to 18? That means she's going to be wearing them when you're not looking.
Oh, she's going to sneak her boots in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I hear. Okay, but you think the boots
I don't know. I feel like at 13, it's a little too soon for that.
Okay. And listen, you sound like you got a lot of kids. Like, you definitely sound like you know what you're talking about.
I do.
Yeah, I hear them all. I appreciate that call, Katie. Thank you.
Yeah, because here's the other thing, which I don't need to care much about what other people think, but if I'm walking around with her, Stashira, and she's 12, and I've got my daughter, and we're out running errands, she has on her over-the-knee boots, I don't need other moms staring at me like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're letting your daughter wear
over-the-knee IDGAF.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'll say to them.
Yeah. I would look at anybody that looks at anything about you and your kids, IDGAF.
Okay.
Heidi in New Orleans, last call. What's going on?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Morning. I agree with Bobby. I think as long as there's no skin showing, not wearing it with a dress, not wearing it with a skirt, it's acceptable to wear with jeans or leggings. And as long as the boot has no heel, I think it's perfectly acceptable.
Okay. Otherwise, they're just tall boots.
Okay.
They're not sexy boots. They're not showing leg. They're not stripper heels. You're just tall boots.
Okay.
Warmer even.
Yeah. But she's always cold.
Boom. She's from Haiti.
I know.
Quite cold here. Get the girl some boots. That's what I say. Hey, thank you guys for your calls. Thomas Rhett, Remember You Young, Bobby Bone Show. Thanks for being a part of the show. Thanks for listening to the show. I do realize you could be anywhere in the whole world. You could be listening to anything, and the fact that you're here with us, we just appreciate that so much.
Bobby Bones.
I want to throw a big shout out to the general who's a big sponsor on the show, but also someone who I was able to team up with. And we went to the Boys and Girls Club here in town and did a big event. And so was able to talk with some kids, which was the plan to mentor them and kind of give them direction. And then they were like, well, let's get them some stuff. And so the 9 kids that I sat with got laptops and, we kind of found what they wanted to do and found things for them because one of them wanted to make music and make beats. So we got them headphones and like an in-home studio.
Cool. Yeah.
So I want to thank the general for just making that whole dream come alive, for not only for me and going, hey, this would be cool to do, but also for the kids that were there. I spent like 4 or 5 hours at the Boys and Girls Club a couple days ago, and I don't know if you saw the article, but I got so irritated at a Twitter comment. Well, let me tell you what the comment was. So they posted the article. What's the headline? I don't have the story. Do you have the story?
Bobby Bones pays it forward to Boys and Girls Clubs in East Nashville.
Okay. So I go over and it's great, and I'm spending time. I think it's like 4 hours with them, and the Tennessean was like, we'd like to come and cover the story because they like clicks. People like to click on good holiday stories, and I'm never gonna say no, because if somebody wants to cover anything that I'm doing that people can see and be inspired by to either give back or learn more about it, like come all the time. I think about half the stuff I do, I keep quiet and private. About half, I kind of keep a gauge.
There's a lot you do that people have no idea.
And I want that to happen, but I also feel like it's my job to publicize a lot of it because people can then find out about it. I don't think a lot of our listeners would know about St. Jude if it wasn't for our show and other radio stations going, hey, this is what this place is about. Or that commercial that comes on at 11 o'clock at night. You know, unless you know about it, you don't know that you can get involved. And so I go up and they put this article up and I got the comment that said, I hate when celebrities share what they're doing that's good to get attention. First of all, it made me feel good. She thought I was a celebrity.
Okay. Thank you.
I was like,
you saw the bright side.
Yeah. I was like, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't even think I'm a celebrity. That's great. And then two, I just got so irritated because, listen, if your only goal is to do good things to get press, as long as you're doing good things, I don't care what you do. Something good is still happening. Somebody that's needing help is still getting it. I don't care if that's your only agenda. As long as you're doing good things, I don't care why you're doing it. But that irritated me a bit.
That is irritating. And I read it. I thought it was a great article. And one of the kids was even interviewed by the Tennessean. I guess one of the kids was this 15-year-old. And he said, at first, I had no idea who Bobby Bones was.
I don't think any of them did, which was great. Yeah.
Hayes told the Tennessean after his one-on-one with the multimedia personality. But this is what he said. But hearing his story about being a young child and him having dreams to do something bigger, that inspired me. So, I mean, yeah, the fact that you went and did it and it's inspiring those kids and then it can be inspiring to others that might be reading it too. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
And I also just don't understand why to be hateful just for the sake of being hateful.
Yeah. They just were looking for the negative right away. They saw it. They saw you going to do it and a story was written about it and they just wanted to hate.
But I guess I came out even because I was pretty pumped. They called me a celebrity.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, heck yeah, man.
And then you got right back down.
Yeah, when
the kids had no clue who you were. Some guy came to visit us.
Yeah. Well, that's what they thought. I was just some dude showing up. But that's okay too.
They don't care.
You could relate to them and you could show them like, hey, I grew up like you. If it wasn't for like Boys and Girls Club or if it wasn't for my church or my youth group, like I wouldn't have had 3 meals a day, or I wouldn't have been able to do the things that I was able to do because your family didn't have that environment. You didn't have that growing up. Like it took other people to help you through the days. And so it showed them like, okay, it's okay. Like I've got help from these various things, but it's okay. And I can still go chase my dreams.
There was a video because they shot a video of me talking as well. And in one part of it, I'm like, hey, listen, they're like, why do you do this? And I think they always want someone to go, I'm just a good person. And I'm like, I don't think I'm that good of a person. I'm like, people just stuck their nose out for me, stuck their neck out for me and gave me food and Christmas presents. So like, I feel like I kind of owe that back. I'm no Father Teresa. That's not even a person.
Yeah.
But people are always a little put back whenever I'm not like, I'm just a dude that needed help. And so I feel like it's kind of my job to give help to. And then hopefully they'll give help too at some point.
Right.
It's just, you know, will the circle be unbroken?
Mm.
Keep helping. Different way. We're not dying.
Right.
But yeah, anyway, I saw that article. And thanks again to the general because I didn't buy all those kids' laptops. They did. And I just thought it was such a strong move and a big part of a community effort by the general to come out and we teamed together and did that. But Twitter also is very mean and sucks.
But
and
also
it's,
awesome.
And it's awesome. Right. And it's my favorite. Yeah. What's your favorite?
Instagram. Yours is Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Not TikTok anymore?
Oh, I love TikTok.
But TikTok's too.
I'm on TikTok all the time. Like, I'm watching funny stuff on TikTok. But I like Twitter because it's news. Whomever I'm following. I mean, all my news sites are up there. Mm-hmm. All this breaking stories.
Yeah.
I think I live mostly on Instagram and then... No, excuse me. On Twitter and then Instagram and TikTok are close second.
Oh, wow.
Almost never on Facebook.
Okay, I was going to ask you. Where's Facebook?
I don't even have the app on my phone anymore.
Almost never. That's a bad part of town. You only go through there if you have to get somewhere you need to go. You never make a purposeful visit to Facebook in my life. Okay, cool. Eddie went to San Antonio.
I did.
Let me say this. Amy was going, and the plan was, even when the show ended, that you were going to San Antonio.
Yeah.
Because we had a big radio station event down there. And her dad got sick again, and then her daughter got illness sick, like cold and flu sick.
Yeah. My dad was in the hospital, and then my daughter was home from school, and my husband's out of town. And I was like... I can't be a million places at once. Like, I have to be home.
So they called in the old righty.
That's pretty cool, man. I mean, I said yes right away. Texas, go to Texas for a day, have Whataburger, and go see our friends in San Antonio. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was all in.
I got a note that said San Antonio says hi.
Yes, and they did, because I went and made my rounds. We did an event at Cowboys down there, Cowboys Saloon. And I walked around and said hi to listeners, and everyone was just like, oh my gosh, please tell Bobby I said hi. Please tell Amy I said hi. Please tell Lunchbox we love them. And so everyone says hi from San Antonio. I'm delivering the message now.
Aw, hey.
What did you do?
I went, and they had an event for as a fundraiser for St. Jude, and Michael Ray played, Blanco Brown played, Logan Mize, Ryan Hurd, and Gabby Barrett. And it was cool. And we just kind of emceed, and we did interviews, and then I'd make my rounds and just meet people, listeners. It was fun, man. A lot of fun.
Well, let me shout out to everybody in San Antonio, because I guess we've been on about a year there now and just killing it. And
yeah.
Listen, we only do good because you guys let us do good. So we appreciate that.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
Bobby Bones. Get your bones on. Get your Bobby Bones on.
Yo. I get these weird ingrown hairs on my chest. I can't do anything about it. It's to pull the hair out. I got like 9 hairs on my whole chest. It's not even like there's a big bunch of chest hair there.
Yeah, I wonder what's causing it.
Now I got a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, that's weird.
And they last for like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I think they're a zit, so I try to pop them, which is not good. But anyway, I woke up this morning and I put a Band-Aid on my chest.
That's painful.
I know. I do have my boxing sweatshirt on, though. Do I look cool?
Yeah, title now.
I wore this yesterday, too. So if you see on my Instagram, do you notice I wore it 2 days in a row?
Yeah, yeah, but it's all right.
I don't even care.
It's a good sweater.
Oh, I wore this shirt yesterday. Yeah, yeah. I don't even care.
I got no beef with anyone who wears clothes 2 days in a row if they're not dirty.
Okay, good.
But no, we opened up a third gym in Nashville.
Yeah.
On a title in Green Hills. So I have 3 gyms. I'm just a regular boxer. Mm-hmm. Except for the whole getting hit.
Dang, Rock.
I got hit in the face. I got a cut here on my forehead.
I was wondering what happened to
you. Yeah,
you got punched.
I kind of thought, oh man, Bobby has a pimple. I should help him
out. It does look like a pimple.
Yeah.
But did you get punched?
No. It was, I caught a knuckle across my forehead. And then it bleeds a little bit. But it can be at the tiniest cut and it'll bleed a lot. And so Morgan number 2 and I were boxing together. And
she hit you in the face?
No, we were just boxing with the trainer beside each other.
Oh, okay.
And so they were like, oh my goodness. And I was like, oh no, I'm gonna. And Morgan's like, not the face. And I was like, I know, not the face.
Not the money maker.
Yeah, that's what she's yelling. Listen, guys, I'll stand by it. She beat the crap out of both of you two.
You keep saying that.
She hits so hard.
But you think really?
Morgan number 2 is, yes.
Deep inside your heart bones. Like, we're, like you know how strong we are.
Yeah, I do think that she would beat you both.
Like two on one or
No.
That was dumb, Eddie.
I think 1-on-1, 3 2-minute rounds, I do think she'd probably take you. Because she hits so hard. I think she's, if not the best, the second best athlete on the show. Oddly enough.
Behind you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're so dumb.
You're an idiot.
Where do you rank the athlete, Morgan number 2?
I don't know where I would put myself up there, but I do. You hit harder than I do. Like, I'm afraid when you box. But I think also Ray's really strong, so I don't know if I'm number 2.
Ray's
maybe I'm up there, but you and Ray are definitely.
Why am I not athletic?
Well, you're not athletic.
I don't understand. I am athletic.
It's like strength, running, hand-eye coordination.
All of those things I have. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I think you're 0-for-3.
Running, strength. Okay.
Well, my point is, Morgan number 2 is a
it's not,
really good
Morgan
athlete.
Number 2, by the way, that's not a competition. I just want to
fight Amy and Morgan number 2.
No.
That would last about
0% chance, because it has nothing to do with Morgan number 2. I just want to be seen as athletic because
you're in good
I
shape.
Am.
You're in good shape.
And I can strength train. I can run. I can punch.
You can
I
hit can, a golf ball both
I am
lefty and righty.
I'm ambidextrous.
You don't even have to say it, much less be it.
No, I'm ambidextrous athlete.
No, you're not.
You're
equally bad at both.
Whatever.
So,
okay. She's a free throw shooter.
Yeah.
And
you can hit as good right as you can left. That's for sure. But pretty piss poor both.
Okay.
You know I got nothing.
Whatever. You just don't even know about my tennis backhand.
I know. I used to do. I beat you. We played tennis and you claimed you could beat me and I whooped you. And then you had to wear a bikini in a photo shoot.
That was so 14 years ago and never be allowed in this day and age. Are you kidding? I had to wash his car in a
You
bikini.
Lost a bet.
It's a bet. That's
I know,
a
but
bet.
Just,
a bet's
like, a bet's could you a imagine bet. This day?
I'm going today and I'm going to check out a place to put my dog in doggy daycare if I need to. I'm not going to put him in there today. But like tomorrow when I go to Arkansas, I'll be gone for like 6-7 hours. So I can't just leave him at the house.
Right.
So I'm going to go check out a place today. I don't want to say what it is either because people will go. Even if it's good. I want people taking my spots if I like the place. But you know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
If I recommend something, then everybody gets it. Because I'm going to tell you one time, this is months ago, I had this spicy chicken sandwich from Popeyes and I told everybody about it.
Okay.
And next thing you know, here we are. I can't even get one. But I'm going to tell you a story now that kind of stinks. Because, and I was thinking about my dog. A Davis County family is grieving at the loss of their puppy. A terrible mix-up happened. Their dog Ziggy had breathing problems. Ziggy went to the vet, and they're supposed to call when the surgery was complete after Ziggy. They came at 2:30 in the morning, and Ziggy wasn't alive anymore. They called the family to say, do you want to keep Ziggy alive? And they said, no, but Ziggy was, there's another dog named Ziggy there.
No.
They called the wrong family.
No.
Yeah.
No!
Another dog named Ziggy, as they understand it, the vet got permission to, because the other dog was, it's a whole thing. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, wow. He just had breathing problems.
That's why I named my dog Stanley. There are no other dogs named Stanley.
That's a good point.
I named my dog after Stanley on The Office. But isn't that a crappy story?
That's horrible.
That's a, you need to know that so you don't do that kind of story.
Yeah, and double check. Like, if a vet ever calls you and your dog's there and is like, does Kara...
Take a picture of it and then send it to them. Is this your dog?
Yeah.
All right, that's up. What's up today, Amy?
I'm just going to be with my dad and my kids trying to get... Well, today's the last day that my kids are shadowing that school. So hopefully when we're done with that, make sure Stashira is feeling good. She had to miss the first day because she was sick, but I think she really likes it. And then I'm going to be hanging out with my dad. What about you?
I got a workout today. Got have dinner with a friend that we're working on a TV show together. I got to go to this dog place, which is what reminded me of that dog story. Got to meet moderately full day. Today, by the way, if you're in Tampa listening right now, tickets to Strawberry Fest go on sale today where Eddie and I are playing. Big festival there. Mm-hmm. So they go on sale today. RagingIdiots.com. But pretty good. I mean, that's not anything crazy. I'm good. Like, I'm home.
That's awesome.
I know. I know what to do with myself.
And you're home like all next week?
Yeah. I may have to go out of town for one day, but even then, okay.
It's one day.
Yeah. It's the greatest thing ever to be in my house.
You get to relax.
No, but I'm still I get to work in my house. It's a great thing about it. Okay, you guys have a wonderful day. You can hit me up on Instagram at Mr. Bobby Bones. Appreciate you. See you tomorrow. Bobby Bones. Yeah.